Good evening. How are you, Mo?
I'm very well. So no football on the pitch this week, Joe. A bit of a respite from the league action. Which of the two clubs, Fin Harps, Derry City, do you think will be more glad of a week's break in the action?
Oh, look, I think all the players have been going now since probably just the days after Christmas. So, you know, we're 6 months in. So I think they'll all enjoy probably a weeks of downtime this week, but they'll be back in, I'm sure, at the weekend, ready to go again for the next round of matches and for the next part of the season, which is going to be very, very important for both clubs. So I think everybody across the League of Ireland and all the players and managers and coaches and referees, I think, will be all glad for this week off. And again, you know, we'll be back next week and with the World Cup and with the League of Ireland, so it'll be a festival of football for the next month for us.
That's it, full steam ahead, sounds good. We'll have a look at those FAI Cup draws then. We'll start with Fin Harps drawn at home to fellow First Division side Bray Wanderers. I would say Kevin McHugh will probably just be glad that it's a home draw first and foremost.
Yeah, you look at, when you look at the FAI Cup or any cup draw, I think the first thing every team looks at, can I be first out of the hat and get a home tie? And, you know, for Harps, that's really, really important because, you know, particularly with Bray, Harps have such a strong tradition with the cup, and Kevin himself, being a cup winner, will have a really good memories of the cup itself now. And look at, any time Harps play Bray after 99, we're always looking for revenge, and hopefully the boys will get their revenge now when they play them in the weekend of the 18th of July.
And with that game against Bray, Harps will more than fancy their chances of making it to the last 16, and there's no reason why they can't.
Absolutely not. You know, when you get a particularly a team from your own league and you're at home on a big cup night, and if you get a good crowd behind you and it's a good evening in the middle of July, you know, there's nothing better than those FAI Cup games. And for Harps, it'd be a welcome distraction from the league and, you know, an opportunity for them to build momentum and build confidence again as they head into that last stage of the league season, into that pivotal part of the league when they're looking to gain more points. But again, for me, it's a huge draw for Harps to get, particularly at home. And again, you would fancy your chances against Bray in a home match.
Yeah, so there's a wee bit of a break now, not an action until next Friday when UCD come to Finn Park. What do you think Kevin McHugh and the management team will be focused on now during these couple of weeks? I know you mentioned a bit of a rest, but if you were to pinpoint something that they might be working on in these couple of weeks to get things going in the right direction again, what do you think will be going on in the training pitch these days?
I think knowing Kevin, he'll probably be planning ahead, looking to maybe try and get one or two players in or one or two players out over the window that'll be coming up very, very shortly. You know, that just doesn't happen. That work doesn't happen just when the window opens. There'll be a lot of work going in there. And again, I think just freshening up the team and the players there as well, giving them, they've done a lot of miles and they've been up and down that road a lot to Munster, particularly for them long away journeys. So he'd be just looking to freshen things up and come back in a couple of days' time where there'll be a new energy in the team. And again, no better tie than to get UCD at home, where, you know, the last time UCD were in Balbofay, Harps done really, really well. I think it was probably one of their best performances over the course of the season, and Kevin will be looking for the same result and the same performance from the players in that match against William O'Connor's UCD.
Yeah, so back to the FAI Cup draw during the week. Derry City, they will play Leinster Senior League side Tulka Rovers. Realistically, on paper, a club like Derry City should really be coming through that tie relatively comfortably.
Yeah, you'd be hoping that, you know, that'd be that's kind of in the middle of their European run as well. So I'd imagine that Tiernan Lynch should be looking to rotate his players around and make sure that he's a fresh side in for that, where there'll be a mix of between League of Ireland, European matches and FAI Cup. So it'll be a really, really busy period for Derry. And, you know, that's, they couldn't have asked for a better draw than to get a non-league team at home. And, you know, I think in around that time as well, they're due to be back in the Brandywell. So there'll be a real buzz around Derry City at that stage of the season with European matches, possibly moving back into the Brandywell as well. And, you know, the FAI Cup, and should we know the tradition Derry have with the FAI Cup, you know, when you go back through the history over the last number of years, between themselves and Sligo, they've been in nearly every cup final since the 2000s have started. You know, the role of honours, whether they've been winners or losers, they've been there or thereabouts over the last number of years. So we know how much love Derry and Derry City fans have for the FAI Cup.
But I suppose in saying all that, Derry this season, they haven't really made much look easy. So if you were in the Tulka Rovers camp, you'll be looking at that going, what an opportunity that would be to do something special and knock out one of the big boys. So they'll be well up for that game as well when it comes around.
Absolutely. If you're with Talca Rovers, you'd be rubbing your hands. You know, you've gone away to Limerick where you've got a really good result in the first round down Tipperary against St Michael's. Or no, sorry, Talca were playing Fairview, so they were playing a local derby. So they've got a really positive result there. So they'll be looking to come to the Brandywell. They have nothing to lose, and I mean nothing to lose, and everything to gain. And you know what a story that would be for Talca Rovers if they were fit to pull off a giant killing act down in Derry.
The pick of all the games in that cup draw might actually be the clash between Shamrock Rovers and Cork City, the two league leaders. Shamrock Rovers top of the Premier, Cork top of the First Division. Last year's finalists, of course, so that's going to be a very interesting matchup, Joe.
Yeah, and both teams are going really well at the minute. You know, coming into the window there, they're in top form. Harps, unfortunately, know that the last game they had was down in Cork, and it was a negative result for the Donegal men. But you know, Cork City will fancy their chances going to Shamrock Rovers, and yet again, Shamrock Rovers will probably be in the throes of European football at that stage as well. So it's a great opportunity for Cork to maybe get a little bit of revenge over Shamrock Rovers after getting defeated in last year's cup final.
Another interesting one, Joe. Sligo Rovers making the trip south to face Limerick outfit Janesborough. A bit like Derry, you would think a Premier Division side should have no issue with the junior team, but the fact that it's away from home does maybe make it a wee bit more tricky for Sligo.
Yeah, we all remember what happened to Sligo when they went down to Kerry last year, where they were in a comfortable position with a couple of
That's
minutes to
right.
go and ended up getting knocked out of the cup. So again, it's a journey south. You'd be expecting Sligo to have too much in the locker for Janesborough. But look, it's a tricky tie, and at that stage of the year, you would expect the pitches to be in good nick. But you know, it's a difficult one. I'm sure John Russell would have much preferred a home draw like the likes of Finn Harps and Derry have got.
Yeah, and a bit more broadly about the FAI Senior Cup, for any team, but especially teams like Harps and Derry, where maybe the league form has been a bit disappointing this season, a cup run into the quarterfinals or the semi-finals could really breathe life into a team going down the home stretch in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, and again, you know, do you look at the FAI Cup, or even look at the FA Cup in England, or any of those cups? It's a great opportunity for people to win silverware. You know, when you look at the Premier Division, there's not many teams who's going to win the Premier Division point after Shamrock Rovers. And you look at that, it this is a great opportunity, and I think that's where Derry and Sligo have been very good over the last number of years, getting to cup finals and getting across the line and getting those results. And for Harps and Sligo and Derry, you know, this may be the main target of getting any form of silver or any form of positivity out of the season at this stage. So it's definitely a night that, or a weekend, that they'd be looking to make sure they have their strongest teams available and to get out there and get a really positive result, because like as Kerry showed last year, you could end up very, very quickly in an FAI Cup semi-final.
Before I let you go, Joe, just a word. Last night, Johnny Dunleavy, the Balbuffet native, was announced that he's taken over the academy at Waterford. He's won an awful lot in his career, Joe, and I'm sure he'll bring a wealth of experience down to the South Coast.
I think it's a brilliant appointment for Waterford. You know, having worked with Johnny when he was our under-17 captain at the Euros in 2008, Johnny brings not just a wealth of experience, but he's a great understanding of the game and a great understanding of dealing with people. And you know, I think it's a super appointment. I know he's living down in that area at the minute, and you know, Johnny could build relationships with anybody across the clubs, whether it's from junior clubs, intermediate clubs, into senior clubs. And again, you know, his ability to be able to have a good eye for players. And I know he has been doing a bit of scouting and looking out for different teams there where they've been using his expertise down in that part of the country. So, you know, I think that's a huge appointment for Waterford, and a really, really positive turn up for the books down in Waterford. And again, when you look at all the players that have come through Waterford over the last number of years, I'm sure Johnny will add to that over the next couple of years. And we'll hopefully see a few more Irish internationals coming through the academy under Johnny in Waterford.
And you think that's a role that maybe more clubs could adopt going forward into the future?
Yeah, I know there's plans in place through the FAI and the government, and there's been money allocated. So, you know, clubs like Finn Harps and Derry will be looking to make appointments. I know Sligo Rovers is a little bit more different because they had Conor O'Grady in place over the last while. But there is an opportunity now for all the League of Ireland clubs to have like an academy manager or academy director in place. And, you know, it's exciting times for those clubs to make sure that they follow the guidelines laid out. And I've been reading through them there recently, and, you know, it's an exciting time for for the clubs where they may have the opportunity to have more homegrown players coming through, and that link between the underage teams now, which start quite young, right into the senior team is very, very exciting for the league.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you very much for your time as always, and we'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Mark.